ACGC wrestling coach, boys wrestling coach Lane Rummelhart is with us. The Chargers had a lot to be proud of last year, and many of those key guys are back. Coach, what's the outlook here for this season for you?
Yeah, the outlook is looking good. We've got 21 guys on our roster. Last year we ended with 15 on our roster, only lost three seniors. So more than half of our lineup is freshmen, but a lot of those freshmen have a lot of experience from their youth and junior high years. So hopefully we'll find a spot for a lot of those guys in the lineup and be solid from top to bottom.
Who are some of the wrestlers you expect to really lead the way for you this season?
Yeah, so returning junior, Tegan Stabov, finished fourth last year at the state tournament 113. He'll be back. We're not sure what weight class he'll find himself at the end of the year yet. And then Gavin Sloss, returning sophomore. Those two guys had the most bonus points for us last year that aren't returning seniors. So I'll look for those guys to lead us in a lot of our duels. Then our dual sport athlete, Peyton Jacoby, is just wrestling this year. So he'll be more focused on just wrestling. And he had a lot of wins for us when he was on the mat. So I'm looking for him in the upper weight to kind of lead the way. And a couple freshmen that have a lot of experience, Chase Playbaugh, Tegan's little brother, and Charlie Christensen, both younger guys, both probably 106, 113 range. I expect those guys to pick up a lot of wins for us as well.
How have you been able to get so many more people out, and was that a big point of emphasis for you to expand the roster?
Yeah, I mean, last year, really, we grew quite a bit by having so many first-year guys, and we got them all back. So I'm glad they're all back. They must have had fun last year. I got a good coaching staff around me. I give a lot of credit to them. And then below, you know, junior high, we've had a few guys kind of rotate through coaching down there, and they're doing a good job, too, of getting guys out. I'm also trying to get our high school guys involved at the junior high and elementary level, just doing activities, you know, with those grades. We go to the elementary, both elementary schools at Adair and Guthrie, both a couple times each semester, and just try and not just, you know, promote wrestling, but also just show the kids what wrestling is about. It's more than just on the time on the mat. We're trying to be good students, good athletes, good people outside the mat. So,
what's going to be the biggest benefit for you being having 1 year under your belt and now making things try and hopefully be a little smoother into year two?
Yeah, you know, I still feel a little new to it even on year two, obviously, but it's nice to have a full year just to know how it, just the little details, you know, weigh-ins and what to expect for travel times and what tournaments we're going to and what guys to bring, what guys to send to JV tournaments, just all that stuff that I had to figure out on year one. I've got written down in notes from last year. And then Coach Danker's still in the school. He's a great resource. He comes to a lot of our practices still. And I got a few more assistant coaches helping me out this year. So just kind of building off last year. I hope to continue to build off that. I want my roster to keep growing every year, too. I lean on the guys that are in the school system since I don't work in the school, but keep pulling guys out and giving wrestling a shot. So I think we just keep building, and we keep working with other athletic programs in the school to encourage kids to go out for wrestling.
Appreciate it, Coach. Good luck this season.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it.